Now in verse 13, the third division here, the petition for all peoples to consider God's dealings. Hear, ye that are far off, what I've done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. That is, recognize God. That will be the message. The sinners in Zion, verse 14, are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Sinners in Zion are those of Israel who are not Israel. And they're godless Israelites, just as they're godless Gentiles today. And the devouring fire here has no reference to the lake of fire in Revelation. It's to the fact that our God is a consuming fire and that He is a holy God and He intends to judge in that day. Now, you don't see, even in that land today, any more of the moving of the Spirit of God than you find in Los Angeles. There is this tremendous godless movement that is abroad, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And that's the reason we're getting out the Word. We don't know how much longer we can do it, but we're going to keep at it as long as we possibly can. And friends, God's people today need to be rather concerned about getting out His Word here. And judgment is not a pretty subject. This is not the way to make friends and influence people, to give the messages I'm giving right now in Isaiah. But they're not my messages, they're Isaiah's. And Isaiah's messages are God's messages. My feeling is He'd like to get them out. I'll do my best. All right, now, will you notice this? He that walketh righteously, this is verse 15, speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions. What will be that? This one that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Now, we have here that the one that will turn in faith in Christ of that day and walk in righteousness will be saved, because in that awful day we find that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, we come down to verse 24, and this is the fourth division here, praise to God for final deliverance. And the inhabitant shall not say, I'm sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Now, this is a glorious prospect which is held out for Jerusalem. The eye of faith now looks beyond the immediate hard circumstances to the glorious prospects of the future. This is the day when the king will be in Jerusalem. The Prince of Peace will then bring peace to the earth. And Babylon could boast of the Euphrates, Assyria could boast of the Tigris and the upper Zab, and Egypt could boast of the Nile. And in that day, Jerusalem, a landlocked city, can best boast of the Lord as the source of broad waters. What a wonderful picture that we have here that is given to us at this time. And I should say, back at verse 20, we have this section beginning, and we're told, verse 21, but there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad waters and streams. Jerusalem, a landlocked city, will be a great place. In that day, it'll be a seacoast town for the millennium.